If you're thinking about heading home for the holidays, you might want to think again. Health officials are warning that holiday travel this year could cause millions of Americans to fall for their old hometown flame. Hear why going back to a romanticized version of your past could put you at increased risk of having your heart broken yet again by an ex-lover from your youth. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. I'm a guy that likes to news hard and play hard. And playtime's over, so stay with us.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a six-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
The most wonderful time of the year may be right around the corner, but authorities are urging caution. Health officials today are warning that traveling home for the holidays could cause a significant spike in the number of Americans falling for their old hometown flame. OPR health reporter Jenna Resnick joins us now with the latest. Jenna, welcome.
Thanks, Leslie. New data from the CDC shows our country's emotional health crisis could soon get much worse. We're potentially facing what experts have coined as a twindemic, the combination of both flu and cuffing season.
Yikes.
And while some are doing their part to stay home this year, an estimated 30% of all Americans are planning on returning to the small towns where they fell in love for the very first time. Here's CDC spokesperson, Dr. Brian Adler.
To anyone thinking of flying or driving home this Christmas, we're asking you, please do not. You might think domestic travel is safe, but think about how easy it would be to drop into your local bar, make eye contact with your high school sweetheart from across the room, and instantly rekindle that connection. Now imagine that happening all over the country. The result could be catastrophic.
Is it possible he's overreacting? I mean, I've traveled back and forth from my hometown 14 times since the pandemic started, and no one's fallen in love with me.
Absolutely, Leslie. While you may have gotten lucky, the CDC emphasizes that even limited exposure to former flames is dangerous and could leave you in tears, wallowing in self-pity with severe heartbreak.
Well, what should you do if you find yourself in your hometown? I mean, after all, things happen. Your boyfriend dumps you the week before Christmas, your family's about to lose their horse ranch, and you have to come back to save it. Or maybe you inherit your grandfather's gingerbread shop. What then?
Well, if that does happen, the CDC says it's crucial you avoid tight, enclosed spaces like high school reunions, snow forts, and holiday parties where your ex's parents still treat you like family.
What about auction-a-date fundraisers?
No. Not allowed.
But what if it's to save the community center?
Absolutely not. And no elevators either. No. Someone's always getting kissed in there. It's important we take this seriously because even with all the right precautions, tragedy can still strike. That was the case for 31-year-old Natalie Leonard, who returned to her hometown of Cranberry, Pennsylvania for Thanksgiving this November. Take a listen.
I thought I was being careful. I stayed in my parents' home. I didn't socialize. I avoided crowds. I didn't even go to the grocery store or the annual turkey ball in the town square. And still, it wasn't enough. I was taking a walk when I decided to stop into the old apple cider brewery I used to go to in high school. I'd been following the rules so well that I thought, what's the harm in one quick visit? But when I opened the door, there he was. Sure, we were both wearing masks. But those crystal blue eyes were unmistakable.
Oh, Jenna, no. Please tell me she didn't get lost in those sapphire pools.
I'm afraid to report she fell. And she fell hard, Leslie. Natalie took her ex for a socially distanced drink in the park, but even 6 feet between them couldn't stop the sparks from flying.
I thought it'd be fine if we just stayed outside. But even in open-air spaces like horse-drawn carriages and ice skating rinks, there's just so many opportunities to accidentally brush hands and fall on top of each other. Plus, that just hurts after a while. I have bruises.
One thing led to another, and the next thing you know, she's waking up in his bed after a one-night stand and discovering he was already engaged to another woman.
No. I don't believe it. How's she now? Is she doing okay?
Her condition is emotionally stable, but it could be a long time until her heart fully recovers.
Oh, so sad. Let's just hope he shows up on our doorstep with flowers on Christmas Day.
I'd also like to take a moment to address our listeners. This holiday season, if you can't be bothered to consider your own emotional health, at least be mindful of your friends and families. Love is in the air, and it's contagious. You do not want to be the reason your widowed grandmother reunites with her long-lost love, or your sister falls for a Bulgarian prince.
Or the reason your aunt ends up with the weird mailman.
Exactly. This year, stay put in your Brooklyn brownstone no matter what story the editor of your magazine assigns you.
Thanks, Jenna. This has been very helpful. I'll try to keep this in mind when I return to my hometown a few times this month.
You know, Leslie, you really shouldn't be traveling that much. What are you even doing there so often?
I traffic cocaine. Not that that's any of your business. Now get out of here. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
First person to find the pickle hidden inside the rest of this news is guaranteed to have a year of good fortune. So listen closely. Here's what else you need to know today. For anyone out there who's choosing to travel for the holidays, you may be in luck if you're willing to pay. The CDC today has introduced their new expedited quarantine period of just 3 to 5 business days, and it all starts as low as $20.99. CDC Director Robert Redfield urged interested patients to order their expedited quarantine now, as this exclusive offer wouldn't last forever, and noted that if you order within the next hour, you will be automatically entered into a raffle for early access to the COVID-19 vaccine of your choice. Quite a deal. And a controversial new abortion law in Tennessee is raising some eyebrows today. The new bill would ban abortion throughout the state if the woman has a beautiful pregnancy glow. I mean, who are we to end that kind of radiance? I say good for Tennessee. And finally, a new youth program is being applauded today for their work in helping our nation's young people. It's called Creative Leave, and its mission is to travel to schools all across the country to warn kids against participating in the arts. It's a harsh but necessary reality. Glad this group is here to help scare these kids straight. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. The news doesn't stop just because this podcast does, so be sure to visit theonion.com for an exhaustive review of the year that was. That's right, our 2020 year in review is up, so you can relive all the horror and heartbreak of the past 12 months. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our popular annual feature. That's right, your 2020 topical wrapped is here and ready to tell you exactly which stories you listened to the most this year. Not to spoil anything, but I'm looking at your results right now, and it appears your most listened to story was about the slaying of an 8-year-old girl in rural Utah, and that you listened to it 37 times yesterday? That story was from like February. What's the matter with you? Ugh, Jesus Christ. Well, go check out your 2020 topical wrapped so you can see for yourself what your second most listened to story was, because I sure as hell don't want to know. Ugh, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.